The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. We're going to go right into old-time radio. Today's program is Boston Blackie, The Worthington Pearls, originally aired July 9th, 1945.
All right, Inspector Faraday, you wanted me here in headquarters for questioning. Here I am, and I know some wonderful answers.
Well, Blackie, they better be good.
Well, first you answer one question for me. Why am I here?
The Worthington pearls have been stolen. That's why you're here.
Faraday, really, I'm disappointed in you. Your reason is the same old stuff.
I don't say you stole the pearls. I'm just not taking any chances. I'm rounding up every suspect in town.
Oh. Well, in that case, I'm glad you didn't slight me.
Well, I'm giving you a good going over. I got men searching your apartment now, and I'm going to have you search, too.
Promise you won't tickle?
Now, look, be a nice boy, will you, and behave yourself. Take off your coat.
A whistle, a waltz. I take off things better that way.
Hold it.
My coat?
You know what I mean. Hello?
Inspector, there's a telephone call for Blackie. Can you take it?
I suppose so. I'll put him on. Here, Blackie, it's for you. Make it snappy.
It's probably Mary Wesley wanting to know what case I'm solving for you now.
You never did anything for me but make trouble.
Quiet, Faraday. I don't want Mary to know that I'm on speaking terms with you. Hello.
Here's your call, Blackie.
Thanks.
Hello, Blackie?
Yeah?
Blackie, it's Shorty.
Well?
Hey, look, boss, I stopped up at your place again today and the joint's full of cops.
I know, but I was going to have the place repainted anyhow. Hey, what do you want?
Look, boss, well, what's up? What did I got you in the job for?
There's nothing to worry about, Shorty. Faraday's after the Worthington pearls, that's all.
What did you say?
And this will give you a laugh. He's going to search me for the pearls right now.
Hey, Blackie, you got your raincoat, would you?
Of course I have. It's raining out, isn't it? Why do you ask?
Why? Because if you look in the left-hand pocket of your raincoat, you'll find the Worthington pearls there. That's why.
Now, Richard Calmer's Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friends.
I'm trying to be patient.
What are you so happy about, Blackie?
Well, I'm glad to see you do something to earn your salary. You're actually making a job out of searching my clothes.
Well, stop looking so smart, wise guy. I never said you had the pearls.
But you're searching me for them. Oh, don't forget the trouser linings there.
I don't need any help from you.
Since when?
All right, genius. Put your clothes back on.
What? No valet service?
Come on, come on. Here's your coat.
Help me on with it, will you, Faraday? And don't look so unhappy. I could have told you in the beginning you wouldn't find the Worthington pearls on me.
I'm not through yet. You brought a raincoat with you. Where is it?
I brought a raincoat? What makes you think so?
I saw you, that's what. There it is on the chair. No, I hope I don't find the pearls in this coat. I don't want you around here giving our jail a bad name.
I'll be glad to help you find them.
I said I didn't need your help. What's this? In the right-hand pocket of the raincoat?
My wristwatch. I was taking it to the jeweler's to have it fixed. Open the box. You'll see.
Yeah, just a watch.
Take a good look at it, Faraday. I've always said you didn't know what time it was.
Well, it's time I convinced you. You're not so smart, Blackie. I know that.
Hurry up and finish searching my raincoat, will you?
Nothing in the lining?
No.
Or in the collar?
No.
The left-hand pocket, huh?
What's in it, Faraday?
There's nothing in it. Take this moth-eaten raincoat and get out of here.
Thanks.
What are you turning up the collar for?
To keep the rain off my neck, and you to match. Thanks for the lift, George. I'll take you up on something, too, someday.
Yeah, on my day off.
Oh, hiya, Blackie. I got here as soon as I could. Just like you told me on the phone.
That's fine, Shorty.
I sort of got here too soon. I couldn't get any apartment.
Look, Short, when you have some fast explaining to do, How did those stolen pearls turn up in my raincoat pocket?
Oh, gee, boss, they were there, huh?
Well, you ought to know. You told me.
Oh, I hate to hear the answer to this one, boss. What did Inspector Faraday say when he found them?
He didn't find them.
Yeah, that's what I... Huh? He didn't find them?
No. Now, tell me how I happened to have them in the first place.
Well, you see, it all goes back to before the first place, boss. You remember the morning when it was raining and I borrowed your raincoat?
Yes.
Well, I didn't want to get your raincoat too wet, so I ducked in Attache's rendezvous. And who should shoulder up beside me but Duke Butcher?
I don't like that.
Oh, no, boss, I like that. Because Duke Butcher ain't looking for me.
Then I like that.
No, boss, I don't like that. Because when I get outside and put my hand in your raincoat pocket, what comes up but the Worthington Pearls, which is unloaded on me by Duke Butcher.
Well, do you like that or don't you?
Well, I don't like it, boss, because you ain't there, and when I get back, so I can tell you that you got the pearls in your pocket. But I do like it that Inspector Faraday didn't find them.
Well, he hasn't found them yet.
You like that, huh?
I don't like it, Shorty, because until Faraday finds them, Duke Butcher is going to think that you have them. And let's not worry about it. Let's do something about it.
Yeah, it's a good idea, boss, because Duke is sure going to come around to me asking for them pearls.
Well, let's go into the apartment. Maybe we can get an idea.
Okay. Well, we better work fast, too, boss.
Why?
Well, Duke is looking to get the pearls from me. Whiny Scanlon's looking to get the pearls from Duke. And the cops is looking to get them from everybody.
Maybe I'll be looking for them myself before we're through.
Boss, don't you know where they are?
All right, both of you mugs, reach.
Blackie, it's Duke.
Hello, Duke.
There we are, Blackie. I don't mind the sight of blood if it's somebody else's.
Boss, don't pull with Duke. He ain't very sociable.
Well, if he were, Shorty, he'd know it's not polite to point at his host, especially with a gun.
Right now, I'm playing host.
Bad casting. What do you want?
Shorty hasn't told you, huh?
Oh, the pearls.
Yeah, the pearls. Okay, Shorty.
Just a minute, Duke. Shorty doesn't have the pearls.
How do you know?
He gave them to me.
For safekeeping, huh? So you could hand them back to me. All right, let's have them.
Sorry, I don't have them either.
Quit stalling.
I'm not stalling, Duke. I just don't have the pearls.
I got ways of finding out about that. Don't get too close to me, Blackie. I know your tricks. Come on, take off your clothes.
Oh, not that again.
Come on, toss over your coat, but gently.
All right.
Stand right where you are. Toss your coat over to me. Easy now.
Okay.
And it's going to be just too bad for both of you guys if I don't find the pearls.
All right, Duke. Here's my coat. Catch it.
Hey, I said... Hey!
Good shot, boss. You could hit him right in the face.
All right.
Away from me.
Drop that gun.
Stop it. You're breaking my arm. Stop it.
Let go of that gun.
Well, all right.
Pick up his gun, Shorty, and keep it out of his reach.
I got it, boss.
I don't need a gun to take care of you, Blackie.
No? What do you bet?
Hey, you want me to hit him with something, boss?
No. Okay, thanks, Shorty. I can handle him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, Blackie. Nothing in this room could have hit him any harder than that last punch he was.
He ought to be out for a little while.
Yeah. Well, what do we do with him?
That depends on how friendly he is after he wakes up. Uh-oh.
Oh, gee, boss. I wonder who that is.
We might try answering it to find out.
Well, what'd he say?
I say, who's there?
It's Faraday.
Faraday? Wow.
You can say that again.
I'm too scared. We got Duke in here. I'll call.
Just a minute, Faraday. I'll be right with you.
Hurry it up. I don't have all day.
Listen, Shorty. While Duke's still unconscious, tie him up and gag him.
Yeah?
And then run over to the garage and get the car.
Oh, okay, boss, but what are you going to do with Faraday?
I'll keep him outside in the hall. Or better still, I'll take him downstairs to the restaurant.
Okay.
I'll meet you back here in half an hour.
Okay, boss. You leave everything to me. I can handle it.
Shh.
Oh, sure, boss.
Well, it's about time, Blackie.
You don't want to come into an untidy apartment, Inspector.
Hey, who are you shoving?
You.
Listen, I want to talk to you inside.
I want to listen to you outside.
What are you hiding in there?
6 stolen elephants and a giraffe, and we can't open the windows or the pigeons will fly out. Now, be a nice boy, will you? And come back some other time, Faraday, please.
Now, listen, Blackie. You be square with me, I'll be square with you.
But you have a head start at being square, and I do mean head.
Now, look, Blackie, I came up here to...
All right, Faraday, all right. I'm sorry.
Well, then be sorry enough to tell me what you know about the Worthington pearls.
I didn't steal them. I don't have them, period.
But you know something about them?
Question mark?
All right, question mark. You know something about them?
That's better. Yes, I do. Come on down to the restaurant, and I'll try to forget it's impolite to eat and talk at the same time.
For 1/2 hour, you talked down in that restaurant, Blackie. I still don't know what you said.
That's because you weren't listening, Faraday.
It's because you gave me double talk. Look, now come on out with it, or I go into your apartment and stay till you do.
I told you all I know.
But you told me nothing.
Then I've told you all you know, too.
Okay, then. I'm coming into your apartment, and I'm staying.
Don't think you're not welcome, Inspector, because you're not.
This gets me a lot of places I'm not welcome.
Oh, Faraday, put that gun away, please. You'll hurt yourself.
Come on. Come on, let's go inside.
All right. But one of us is going to be awfully sorry.
I don't doubt it. Open up.
After you.
You first.
Faraday, one of these days, I'm really going to be mixed up in something, and you're going to be so stunned from the shock that you'll let me get away with it.
You're lucky you're not already in... Well, Blackie.
Now, what the... Wow.
You should have been an actor, Blackie. You actually look surprised. What's Duke Butcher doing lying on the floor over there with a knife in his chest?
I don't know, and I'm sure he's too dead to tell us, Inspector.
All right, Blackie. No wonder you didn't want me in here. I'm taking you down to headquarters.
Listen,
let's go.
Faraday, listen. Duke is the reason I didn't want you to come in here, but when I left, he was just knocked out, unconscious.
Blackie, I'm not listening, which shows you how smart I'm getting.
Look, Shorty was going to tie Duke up while I took you downstairs. And then we were going to dump him with his pals, but very much alive.
He isn't tied up now, and he isn't alive. He's dead. You're going down to headquarters.
All right, Inspector. But let me get my head...
Oh, no, you don't. This time, no tricks.
Why, Inspector?
This is one time you're not going to blow anything in my face, pull any rugs out from under me, throw anything at me, or make any telephone calls, or anything else.
Well...
You're not going to get away from me this time, Blackie. I've got you right where I want you, for murder. Well, they say murder will out. And believe me, now that it is out, you're in.
Now back to Boston Blackie. Duke Butcher stole the Worthington pearls and was forced to unload them into Boston Blackie's raincoat. Later, Blackie, while wearing his raincoat, was searched by Police Inspector Faraday. But Blackie had been warned that the pearls were in his pocket, and Faraday mysteriously failed to find the stolen goods. Still later, Duke Butcher came to Blackie's apartment, demanding the pearls from Shorty. There was a fight, and Butcher was knocked out. Faraday arrived, but Blackie took him downstairs to give Shorty a chance to get rid of Butcher. A half hour later, Faraday and Blackie returned and find Duke Butcher still in Blackie's apartment, but murdered. As we continue our story, Faraday prepares to take Blackie down to headquarters.